Hello everyone, how are you guys? Hello my dear friends. I hope you doing well when you wanna listen to this speech. Actually, I think, you know, it's lasted too much, maybe more than 2 months, you know, since I've just sent, you know, something to this forum. But, you know, recently I've just lost my, you know, professional credit. I do not have it kind of access to applications, you know, for free. So, you know, this is a decision I've decided to have a more activity till, you know, I bring it up, you know, my level, my credit. And for this time, you know, I wanna sharing some very funny video with your guys. You know, it's kind of stand-up comedy, and yeah, that's really amazing. And you know, it's about, you know, some Iranian. You know, he has a kind of British accent. It's kind of, yeah, you have to really watch it till, you know, yeah, it's very, very sarcastic actually. Especially for, you know, people that are living, you know, in the UK. Yeah, I don't know, even maybe that would be insulting for them, I don't know, but it's very funny. And you know, I've been thinking about this poem, you know, what is the, you know, common between this video and learning English. You know, this is a kind of obsession, or I don't know, the people, they're being worried, you know, especially at the first, when, you know, some people at the beginning of the learning English, you know, when they want to start, you know, to learn English, they have a kind of, you know, conflict, you know, which accent that would be better for them, you know, British or American. Yeah, I'm also, I think maybe that's really good, you know, I'm talking about my idea about this. Maybe it's kind of, you know, that's called, you know, as a kind of guidance for these people. I don't know, they're on this, it's kind of, these things that would be understandable for them or not. I just want to say my idea about this. Now I think, you know, it's for sure, it depends, you know, to your target. What is your goal? Know for anything, but yeah, it's very obvious. But you know, for this, you have to really look at, you know, what you want. You know, you wanna in the future being in a which situation. If you wanna, I don't know, consider some immigration for, I don't know, kind of education in European country, for sure, you know, the British accent, that's better for you. But yeah, if you just like me wanna have a, you know, learn something, some language as a global language, as a, I don't know, universal language, if for sure American, it's very, very better, cause it's more, you know, convenient, it's more comfortable, you can see the people, usually, you know, they're using this accent. So yeah, it's my opinion. If you specifically wanna live in a European country, for sure, or definitely British accent, yeah, that would be suitable for you. But no, if you thinking about kind of very casual communication, very, you just wanna kind of, you thinking about kind of connection, you know, ordinary connection, just, no, you want to travel to another country, and for international, you know, connection, relationship or whatever, America, it's very, very better. But, you know, another tip if I want to, or another advice if I want to, you know, talking about it, is that, you know, it's very important if you want to, you listen to both, you know, resource, English, you know, British, some resources that's created by British accent, and other resources that's created for America. It's obvious. But you know, cause if you don't, you know, as a, you know, something I didn't, you know, I just mostly listen to some stuff that's created by American accent. You know, it's not really understandable for you. I've just, no, cause I've just listened to something, no, you know, all ears English course, and you know, Lindsay and Gabby, it's two English teacher, and you know, they're talking with each other, and you know, yeah, it's actually the foundation of this course that's related to this person, and you know, they have a kind of discussion with some guys about the IELTS. No, and that British guy tried to explain about the, you know, what's a content, what's a concept of the, you know, IELTS. And, you know, it wasn't too much understandable for me. And, you know, when I look at the text, you know, the English text, I get what is the meaning of their sentence. But, you know, when I listen to voice of that British person, it's, I don't know, it wasn't, cause, no, it's very obvious when you do not listen to something, for sure, you know, it's very obvious, it's very clear, after that, you can't really reorganize, you know, that voice, and you, cause you didn't have any training about it. So yeah, this is my advice. This is my suggestion, this is my recommendation, I don't know. It's very great, you know, you mostly spend your time, you know, your training just one of them, and yeah, if you do not, if immigration is not important for you, so yeah, that would be very better, you just focusing on American accent, but you know, just a little bit of your time, that's better. You also listen to something that's created by, you know, British accent. Okay, thank you so much. You listen to my voice. I hope the best thing for you guys. I hope the video would be enjoyable for you. And this voice also, that would be helpful. Thank you again. You listen, you guys listen to this voice, and if you have any idea or suggestion or anything, I'm really glad if you share it with me, you know, in this page. And yeah, that's it. Bye till the next time.